Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. To let you know what sweet Jesus come to do. To change your life. You won't be the same anymore. We got this powerful message, Jehovah Shalom. The Lord that will give you peace. He's a God of peace. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. And get ready for the prayer of faith at the close. Praise God. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord. Amen. She reads the word of God.
Praise God.
Praise God. So wonderfully. All right. Now, we talked about Jehovah Shalom, how that the Lord will give you peace and you will be a peacemaker, not a peace breaker. You love for people to get along. You love to live in peace. Heaven is full of peace. There will be no place in heaven for confusion. No place in heaven for a negative thought. So when Christ come in you, you love that peace. Some folks love violence. They love arguments. Some people feel like peace is too quiet for them because they want to keep something going all the time. Now, when people like that, that's because the devil is on. And the devil loves to stir up stuff and start confusion. He likes to start war. He likes for people to argue. He likes for people to debate. But when you got that peace, you be on one accord. You want to be able to have an agreement one with the other. That's peace. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 1:18 in your Bible. Now, every married couple need to be able to obey Isaiah 1:18, because when you have that peace, you're a peacemaker. You'll be able to obey what Isaiah 1:18 said. Amen. Missionary Velvet, what did Isaiah say in 1:18?
Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Now, Isaiah said you will come and reason together. That's what you'll do when you got peace. You don't be arguing, saying that my way is the right way and you won't change and you want things to go your way and your way only. That's not peace. But when you have that peace, you will be able to reason with your brother and your sister. The man will reason with his wife. The wife will reason with her husband. You have that peace to be able to reason, amen, in your business world and see eye to eye. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Reason together. Praise God. And be one. Peace will make you one to agree together. That's what the Lord, that pleases God. That's why it's in that Bible when God said, let us make man. Because Jesus was in agreement with his Father. That's peace. And when peace come in you, you will be in agreement. You don't be fighting like cats and dogs, like Democrats and Republicans, all the time at odds with one another. But when Christ get in you, you'll be able to have that peace, to make peace, to keep peace, and do what it takes to have that one agreement. Because Christ bring that peace on the inside. Amen. When people got saved and got Jesus in their soul, it shows in their home. When the husband be able to reason with his wife and see eye to eye on situations. Because one person don't know it all. The husband don't know it all, nor do the wife know it all. But what you do, you take and put your ideas together and make a plan. That's what marriage is all about. That's what strengthens a marriage. That what draws the husband to his wife more. When you learn how to reason together. Amen. In the church, the same way of conducting business. Learn how to reason together. That's when you have that peace. Praise God. Peace when you'll be able to talk and reason. Amen. And be able to see what we need to do and make the best decisions. When you learn how to reason together. Praise God. Amen. But when people say my way and my way only, that's when the trouble starts. Because Satan got thrown out of heaven because it was his way and his way only. But amen. But when you have that peace, you humble yourself to the Almighty God, knowing that God is God, and besides him, there's no other. And therefore, we honor God, and therefore, it's peace. Praise God. Peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. St. John 14:27, Missionary Velvet, what did he say?
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Now, letting you know, Jesus will give you that peace. Not like the world. Now, the world peace is as long as you obey in them, then that's fine. But as soon as you cross their path, they're ready, amen, to cut you down. They're ready to, amen, fight you. They're ready to take you out. That's not the kind of peace that the Lord is talking about. But the peace that the Lord is talking about, when you got peace with your brother and your sister and they got peace with you. Amen. That's when you got peace with those and they don't have peace with you, but you have that peace where you want to do whatever it takes to make peace. That's what Jesus is talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because when you got that peace, when people ain't doing things to please you, you still got peace. When people talking about you, you still got peace. When people scandalize your name, you still got peace. That's the type of peace that Jesus is talking about. But when folks don't have that peace, they got peace as long as you saying things to please them. But soon as you say something against them, they change that peace. They ready to start war. Amen. The Lord ain't talking about that kind of peace. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus will give you that peace that will surpass man's understanding. That true peace of God. And that's what people need. They need that peace. Yes, they do. They need that peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say Romans 5:1, Missionary Velvet. Romans 5:1. Because people need the peace of God on the inside. Praise God. Amen.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, let you know, when the Lord justified you, you held that peace. When you got that peace, you don't hold grudges against your brother. You don't hold grudges against your sister. You don't hold grudges against your co-workers on the job. Some people hold these grudges. I'm telling you, terrible grudges. And as soon as they get a chance, they're going to get their vengeance. Some folk want to get out of jail and prison to get their vengeance, get their payback. But when the Lord come in you, you will have peace. Therefore, you will forgive and let go. Don't seek vengeance. Let go. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because the Bible said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, saith the Lord. That's what he said. Yeah. Praise God. If you get out there and try to seek vengeance, you're just as bad as the other person is. They're doing the wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Peace of God.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because this is a powerful message. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The God of peace. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, those that got issues with their brother and their sister, got things in their heart, Lord, against their brother and sister, Lord, let them go and ask for forgiveness from that person. Lord, write letters of forgiveness and get them things right. Lord, give them strength to do it, Lord Jesus. Lord, set them free, amen, as they make that thing right. Lord, wash the people in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu boom, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them get themselves right. Make restitution. Pay back what they stole. Lord, get themselves right so they get their peace on the inside. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Give God the praise. Amen. Those in the free world, you can write me and tell me about your testimony. Those of you that's incarcerated, you can write me and tell me about your testimony. Praise God. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and the song said, lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. He is the one that able to restore us and make us right, get us right to live that peaceful life. Doverham Prison Bible holding, I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. Let's give him a chance. He has not forsaken you. Those in the free world in your presence, supported by a minister, continue to pray. We pray for you. And may God bless you and let he supply your every need. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But then most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself, and the Lord will open up doors that we may do more ministry in the jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Home Alone, with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.